the use of IFL with bevacizumab was shown to be better than IFL alone. However, IFL is a regimen that's not being used as much as it used to be. We consider it more toxic and less efficacious than FOLFIRI. And really, we saw that there was a need for some experience with FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab. We do not have a trial that we can quote on what's the efficacy or what's the benefit of adding bevacizumab to FOLFIRI. So we decided at MD Anderson to conduct this phase 2 trial in which we took FOLFIRI and added bevacizumab to it and added a lot of correlative studies. So those patients, not only they would do the clinical trial, but also we are collecting blood for proteomic analysis, and we are doing DCE MRIs to look at blood flow and changes in blood flow with bevacizumab alone or bevacizumab with FOLFIRI. And the trial has an interesting design because to allow for this correlative studies to be done, the first cycle patients receive only bevacizumab, and then after 2 weeks, they start with FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab. In fact, we call that day minus 14 when they get bevacizumab alone. But this allows us to have information from blood and imaging of the use of bevacizumab alone in combination with FOLFIRI. So
that's kind of like what Chris Willett did with the rectal cancer.
Pretty much. And, you know, it's something that I think allows us to learn a lot of the interaction of the drugs and what happens within the tumor. So we started this trial. We have accrued about half of the patients that will need to complete the trial. And out of the first patients that have been treated, we have reached a response rate of 70%, which for us, it's very good. And
how many patients?
This is a result of 20 patients that have been evaluated so far. And with these patients, we also noticed a very good safety profile. We have not encountered any problems with, you know, severe diarrhea. We do have diarrhea because of the use of irinotecan, of course, but it has been relatively straightforward to control. We have seen the expected incidence of neutropenia, but the percentages of grade 3 and 4 toxicities have been in line with what have been reported with the use of FOLFIRI before. So it seems that adding bevacizumab has not increased tremendously the toxicity, but it has indeed increased the efficacy of the regimen. Now, the primary endpoint for the trial is really progression-free survival. We felt that this would be a more appropriate endpoint, although we're following the response rate. And this trial has been open for more than a year now, and we still do not have a median progression-free survival because the patients are staying a long time. I can tell you that we do hope to achieve a progression-free survival that will be significantly longer than what we were used to see with FOLFIRI alone.